down a bit longer this morning. I don't know, it seemed to get up a million times during the night, but never mind, maybe next week I can sleep in. Over to you, Neil. Tell us what the weather's going to be. VK6AND from VK6WJ.
Yeah, VK6WJ from VK6AND.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Phil.
And good morning to you, Richard. And good morning to any shortwave listeners we may have. From a very sunny Madeley this morning, no clouds to be seen. Light breeze blowing out there, but nothing much that's coming from you to the direction somewhere, probably southeast. Barometer shows 1,026 hectopascals. Temperature in the shack 19 degrees. Outside they tell me it's 16.4 degrees. And the humidity is 73%. I think we're going for a maximum of 25 today. Should be quite a nice day, I think. So that's that. Yeah, well, I didn't get to AR again yesterday. I thought I might have run safe, but no, didn't do it. Don't know what's going to happen today yet. I've got a bit of running around here this morning, and maybe this afternoon, I'm not sure. But these things happen. Other than that, nothing much to report, so we'll push it over you there, Phil. VK6SA from VK6AND.
Yeah, roger there, Neil. Thanks for that. VK6AND, VK6... BMW to take it or whatever. BW. Alright. Yeah, just running the G11 and the problem I've been having with it's not the G11 or the settings, it's the computer. The computer wants to change the settings every time you go in there and run its settings. It doesn't want to use the ones that I want it to use all the time. Well, it seems to run for a while and then you change it and it goes AWOL. So, yeah, so it's just sort of trying to work out why it does that and if there's some way you can lock the system out. But anyway, sometimes you use it, it's really stable, and other times you turn it off and go away and come back and it's all a problem. Anyway, that's my dilemma. But very good. Nice day today. Here we had a sun shining brightly this morning and looks nice and clear. Yesterday was overcast down here all day. Though it wasn't particularly cold, it was warm enough. It was about 23 or 24, but yeah, it just stayed overcast the whole day. It was quite dreary. We went off a bit of a ride with the boats. Down here yesterday morning, we had 24 riders yesterday. It was a big group, and probably don't want to be any bigger than that. Yeah, so there you go. So right over to you there, Richard, and good morning to you. And good morning to Bill and Neil as well. My apologies. Over, Richard.
VK6 Bravo Mike Whiskey. From VK6 Whiskey Juliet, thanks Richard. Yeah, appreciate it if you have a look at that that report. Be good. Already had a little bit of input from Martin and Ian, which I've added in. So, as soon as we get it done, I'll send it off and you can file it or do what you want with it. And then the next thing I'll do is I'll do a... a report for Keith for Amateur Radio Magazine. If you want to give me any heads up on that would be okay, but I haven't written that yet, but I'll send that round first. Phil, your audio is much better this morning, nice and clear. See what Richard thinks of it on the next round. That sounded very much better to me. So obviously, manage to tame the beast, but you have to do it every time you come on, obviously, every time you turn the thing on, because it wants to revert. And the signal's not strong, but it's about the same as Neil's. Both of you are about 5x6, Richard's 5x9. The weather's forecast sort of starts off all right, 25 today, 26 tomorrow, sunny today, partly cloudy tomorrow, sunny Saturday, 28, then it starts to deteriorate, Sunday, 24, shower or two, possible storm, Monday, 21, my God, how am I going to cope with 21? Tuesday, 21, shower or two, possible storm. Wednesday, 20, possible shower. That's like Melbourne weather. When I went to Melbourne in March, I was really cold. Have to break out the pullover. We'll do something. Anyhow, it has to happen, I suppose. We're going towards winter. When's winter? June, July, August, yeah. Oh well, I'll be in Bali for a week in May, so that'll probably be the exact opposite, I guess. Right, let's see what temperature is over here. Yeah, it's 16.5 outside at the moment. 76% humidity, 13 kilometres an hour from the east northeast, and we had a low of 12.5. Okay, I'll put it back to Neil, VK6ANB, and the group from VK6WJ.
Yeah, okay, on the temperature still, well, I'll be up in the air at 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday morning, so the temperatures won't worry me too much. But the next stop will be Singapore, so it'll be a bit warmer and maybe a bit humid there too. Then after that, it's on to the UK. I'm going to be missing for about a month from next Tuesday, chap. I'll possibly be on Tuesday morning, but that's the last few years for a month or so. But on the weather there, too. It's going to be a bit coolish. But still, as you say, we're going to winter. And that's the way it is. I've been playing around with the DNR here, trying to get a reasonable tone in through the receiver. Because I had it on. The default setting is 3, that just seemed to distort the voice a bit, so I've dropped it down to 1, and I think it might be a bit better, but I'm not sure. I'll see what happens as the overs go on, and see if I can get anywhere with it. But 2 is not a very strong signal this morning. I couldn't actually pick him up on the antenna. So it's a bit hard to do much. But I can just get you there, Bill. I think it might have made a bit of difference. It's not quite as badly distorted as you were before. Anyway, then, haven't got much more to report, so what's the time? Oh, you might get another over it. Might not see. See what happens. VK6SO from VK6ANB.
Yes, okay, dear, see you. And you're a good signal with me. So I put it down to the fact that it's... You're vertically polarised in there, you've only got a whip down there, so I don't think usually if I can read you, you should be able to read me, but I can hear you quite well. You're sitting on about 9 at the moment. The band's in funny conditions, and I just want to have a bit of a waffle here, because I've just lifted the... one of the levers to get a bit of a report from Richard to see if there's any difference in the output. Every now and again we get this sort of great wobbly that goes right across the band, and it goes, it's like a like a boat motor. It sort of goes all the time. It goes right through the whole spectrum of the band parts, and then you can see it on the display here as it goes across, and then it settles down. And when it started, signals deteriorated, and the noise came up, and this thing sort of ran across the band, and then it disappeared off the end of the turner vessel, and you can't. You couldn't see it anymore, and the noise floor just all settled down again, and Neil's signal came up. It was quite amazing to watch. Yeah, all right, okay, well, that's enough for me, but you didn't tell us where you're going for a month there, Neil, or you might have done yesterday and I wasn't here, so you might tell us where you're going. All right, over to you there, Richard, VK6, BMW VK6 SO, over.
VK6 Bravo Mike Whiskey from VK6 Whiskey Juliet. Yeah, thanks Richard. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit weary. I think I must have got up about four or five times during the night to go and have a pee. A real pain. Never mind. Got to go and see my optometrist this morning because I'm. Made an appointment to see him because I'm going to see the ophthalmologist, the doctor version, tomorrow for my annual checkup. And at some stage, I'm probably going to have to get my cataracts done, but it's a bit hard to know exactly when to do it. But I like to talk to the optometrist because I find he's really good and he gives me more information than what the doctors do. The doctors always seem to be a bit secretive and they don't want to tell you all the full story, whereas the optometrist will explain everything in detail. Because there's a whole lot of different kinds of lenses you can, intraocular lenses you can get when you have when you have your cataracts done. There are some that actually focus. Some that is just the normal one, which is set for infinity, I suppose what most people have. And then there are others which actually focus slightly, and then there's another one which focuses at all distances at once. So you get sort of like a blurry image overlaid with a sharp image. So as to working out, you know, which one's the best for me. Could have a chat about it, but the cataracts, they don't seem to be affecting the acuity of my vision all that much. It's just that if I get a lot of flare, like driving the car, I find I have to put the sun visor down a lot now, even if it's just a bright cloudy sky. And also if I'm trying to watch a television during the day in somebody's house and there's a door or a window beside the TV, I find that I get flare from that. So if I cover that up with my hand, then you know the TV becomes a lot clearer. And driving at night, I get flare from the oncoming headlights. It's like a whole lot of very fine rays radiating out from the headlights, which sort of cover up the whole car, the whole of the approaching car. But I don't drive a lot at night, so not a big problem. But they're the main problems. But I think they usually say sort of, you know, leave it as long as you can because the technology is improving all the time. Anyhow, we shall see. I thought Phil's audio was a bit cleaner today, but I might be imagining it. Anyhow, sounds as though he's made some settings changes. Alright, yeah, we might end up finishing up earlier today. So I need to get away anyway. So round to Neil, VK6ANB from VK6WJ.
I couldn't believe how good my eyes
are after having them done. And there's a couple of things to mention on here, and I don't want to slow your thinking, but my friend, who had his gun at the same time, opted for one long-sighted lens and one short-sighted lens, so he had that, you know, that complete distance that you were covered. And while he can do everything, he still has to wear glasses. He still has to wear glasses for all the time. So he doesn't get a good enough vision with the one long sight and the one short for driving. And for generally just walking around, he's not bad, but he has to wear glasses for that. And he has to wear glasses for reading, whereas I only have to wear reading glasses, and I only have to have fairly mild ones. I only wear 1.5, magnification. Yeah, so that's, so just tell you that, but I myself opted for the two long-sided ones and just wear glasses for, the beautiful part about it was, not ever have to put a pair of glasses on, they really enjoyed that. Okay then, well that'll do for me for today. I'll pass back to Richard and catch up with you maybe tomorrow, all being well. And let's hope Ian gets the car fixed up. All right, nothing else. 73, Bill, thanks for putting it on. I'll catch you tomorrow. And over to you, Richard, DK6, BMW, DK6, Road.
Cheers, Phil. Cheers, Richard, VK6 BMW from VK6WJ. Well, thank you, gentlemen. That looks like it. Yeah, if you Google the thing, cataract lenses or whatever, you'll find there's about half a dozen different kinds of lenses you can get, and apparently there's one kind which has sort of little legs on it which connect somewhere to some muscle in the eye or something, and they can actually flex to a certain extent, and you can focus to some extent with them, but not totally, I think. So, and as Phil said, there's the one where you can have, you know, long sight in one eye and short sight in the other, and but obviously I don't think that's the way to go. I think I'll probably just end up with the normal long sight in, or the, you know, the infinity sight in both eyes, and then glasses for reading. The problem is it's not that long since I paid a fair amount for new spectacles that I've got, or the new lenses I've got in them anyway. Amazing how expensive just the lenses have become for spectacles these days. By the time you get anti-reflective coating on them and things like that, you're up in the hundreds of dollars. Anyhow, we shall see what happens. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your attention, and I shall go off and get ready for my appointment, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, and we'll have a bit more information then. VK, yeah, that's me, okay. This is VK6 Whiskey Juliet closing the Burnie Gate Shaver's Net for Thursday, the 21st of April. Cheers, everyone.